Jill Gonzalez, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What actually makes a city good when it comes to starting a career? What did researchers evaluate in the study?
We evaluated quite a lot of metrics, 17 in all. They fell into two distinct categories: professional opportunities, the job opportunities available, the unemployment rate, the economic mobility and income growth rate, and then the quality of life. You know, this is starting a career, setting down roots, possibly even starting a family. So we looked at income, the strength of social ties, the housing affordability, and the projected population growth.
Can you distinguish between starting a career and just getting a job?
That's really where this quality of life category comes into play. It's not just looking for a job and focusing in on maybe the salary, the starting salary, but it's looking for those professional opportunities and really laying down some roots in a specific city where you think that your career is going to grow and prosper and hopefully stay for at least 3 to 5 years.
When you look at the top 25 cities for starting a career, Texas towns are really all over the list. In North Texas alone, Irving, Dallas, Plano, and Fort Worth all made the cut. What stands out about the Lone Star State?
Our study here definitely uncovered a lot of areas where Texas is booming. So first of all, there's huge corporations there, a lot of entry-level jobs, and there's room for those jobs to grow not only into that corporation and kind of get going up the ladder here, but also your income, your wages are really having a likelihood to evolve as well. And as we all know, not every state can really boast that. We've seen a lot of wage stagnation over the years. It's finally slowly but surely increasing. It has been increasing in Texas for some time now.
According to this report, Houston has the highest starting salaries in the country and Dallas the fourth highest, and that's even when adjusting for cost of living. How much are new employees actually making, do we know?
We're just looking at the monthly starting salaries here, and compared to many other places, very high. Dallas was fourth best. That's looking at $3,300 monthly. Houston, more like $3,700 monthly, number one in the country.
The city of Plano was actually ranked second best for affordable housing. How affordable are we talking?
We looked at this multiple ways. The first was comparing the median household annual income, which is really surpasses $80,000 per year, comparing that to the median house price. Most cities, you can guess that that's about 10% of what your whole house is going to cost you. In Plano, it's more like 40%. And then the second way we looked at this was comparing the annual income to monthly rent for a two-bedroom apartment, where the only town in America that beat it was Gilbert, Arizona.
How much does city actually matter when it comes to starting a career or beginning an entry-level job?
Your first job, of course, matters, but your first city can really help you improve upon that for the rest of your life, give you that solid foundation. So you want to make sure that there's room for growth. You want to make sure that the wages have been steadily increasing within a certain city or metro area. And finally, if you are planning to be there for a long time, you want to make sure it's livable, that 50% of your paycheck or more each month isn't going to just housing.
Jill Gonzalez, analyst for WalletHub, thanks so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.